E.K. Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump's longest-serving chief of staff, John Kelly, is making the argument that if his previous boss was reelected, he would rule like a dictator. Retired Marine General John Kelly telling the New York Times, Trump told his staff that Hitler did good things, too.
Admires people who are dictators. He has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, for sure.
More battleground visits today for Trump and for Kamala Harris. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling Israel it needs to pursue an enduring strategic success after its tactical victories against Hamas in Gaza. He's still trying for a ceasefire to end hostilities. An E. coli outbreak in 10 states appears to be linked to McDonald's quarter pounders. Could be the beef, could be the onions they put on them. Big day for Boeing. They've got an earnings call and its union machinists vote on their contract. This is ABC News. The former head of Abercrombie & Fitch facing arraignment on Friday in federal court on charges of sex trafficking and interstate prostitution. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Michael Jeffries allegedly used his wealth and power as CEO to fulfill his sexual desires by luring men to what prosecutors call sex events with the promise of modeling opportunities that did not exist. 15 men have come forward who said they were made to sign non-disclosure agreements, wear costumes, and then forced to perform explicit sex acts for money. But prosecutors say the men were never told the nature of the sexual activity that would be required. The indictment charged Jeffries, who is now 80, his romantic partner Matthew Smith, and a recruiter James Jacobson with what prosecutors called abhorrent behavior.
South Korea's spy chief now saying there's new evidence that North Korea has sent another 1,500 troops to Russia. Both North Korea and Russia have denied North Korean soldiers are being used in the war with Ukraine. Denny's now says it'll be closing about 150 underperforming restaurants. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Barack Obama was in Wisconsin Tuesday. He was at a rally at Madison's Alliant Energy Center with Governor Tim Walz. The goal was to rally voters on the first day of early voting.
It is not just policies that are on the ballot. It is who we are and what we stand for.
There were so many people who attended that rally at the Alliant Energy Center that there were major traffic backups, even causing some school buses to be delayed. We have new data on gun violence here in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow. Probably, or he's
it's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, clouds with a few showers, even a thunder shower in the afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a high in the mid-60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant fall weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project stop by. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's 6:06 on this Wednesday morning, October 23rd, 2024. 13 days till Election Day, and it's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, through the app, by podcast, on social media. We appreciate you starting your day right here. I've got a question for you and for Mr. Greg Bach, who's down there at Radio Park. Question today is, have you had your first shock of static electricity yet from it being so dry? And the season's changing, because I went to go touch a lamp yesterday afternoon and got that pop. And yeah, you can see, you know, the leaves change color, but it's when you get that, you're like, oh, we're getting to that dry season now, aren't we? Here it comes.
I've not had the pop of dryness.
The pop of dryness. I like that. That's a terrible marketing campaign for a soda, but yes, that's exactly what static electricity does around here. You know, it's just a sign of the season when that's coming up here. Yeah. How are you down in beautiful Radio Park?
I am just feeling lovely. I cannot tell you how wonderful it feels to be in like this little room of technology, and it's quiet. Like, I don't know, like there's, you know, you've worked in radio for a long time and TV, mm-hmm. and like that thing of you know, you're protected. There's no windows. No one can see you. That's the thing about WAUK. Is like people could be walking past and just be like, what do they do? And you're like, I'm trying to talk right now and you're looking at me.
I know that the problem with storefront, yeah, broadcasting is just that it's a storefront.
Yeah.
And people are like, hey, what you doing in there? You know.
But I really like it. It's great. And I think, you know, I said yesterday, shout out to the engineers for all the great work they did this mm-hmm. weekend and last week to move us all the way down here at such a breakneck pace. And
yes,
it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
And they did. I know. Very happy to see that. Tony is fired up, ready to go, he says, from up in Ashland, already right. watching on YouTube.
But are you appreciate dry, that. Tony?
That might be more of a reference to former President Obama being in Madison yesterday. Getting a very full Dane County Coliseum all charged up.
Yeah.
And they were, man. Here's the problem with this campaign, though. We have a license from the Federal Communications Commission, and as such, we have to abide by certain rules. So we can't play you the soundbite from Tim Walz yesterday talking about Elon Musk prancing around the stage like a dip, something that we can't finish saying.
Dipstick.
We can't really talk about, you know, the thing that Donald Trump is quoted as saying, because he's just... Here's the weird thing. You're watching like an MSNBC or a CNN or whatever, and they're just using the words. They're using the F words and the S words and all that because it's news. It conveys, you know, what has actually been said.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Tony over here is like, well, you guys have beeps. Well, yeah, but that involves production time, and I'd rather be sleeping during those moments, Tony. So I would urge you, without your kids around, to go to social media. And that's a sad thing to say, that, you know, if you're going to follow some of the sound bites of the campaign, you can't have the kids around. But this is what we've got right now, whether we like it or not.
Cool Uncle Greg is here to say, kids, tell your parents to play it for you unedited, and then you guys can have a good conversation on what's, you know, come on, you know, be cool, man. Be cool.
It's not the worst idea. You can call or text us along the way. Don't make us beep you either. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can call us at that number. You can text to that number as well, or you can use the Civic Media app to text us your comments or call us as well. And if you're watching on a YouTube or a Facebook page like Tony does up in Ashland, just put some comments on there, and we would love to hear from you. Coming up on the program, it's Wednesday. That means we'll have our weekly climate check with Melissa Baldoff. And here's the way I would put it to you. Who needs drill, baby, drill when you already have jobs, baby, jobs, thanks to the Biden-Harris administration's Inflation Reduction Act? There is new reporting out on just how much new job growth is taking place in these new clean energy industries, from manufacturing to installation to research to you name it. This is where the future is going. The jobs are growing here already. And we'll have the latest on that as we combat the effects of a changing climate coming up at the bottom of this hour. Then in our next hour, we are going to be talking to our friend Heather Dubois-Bourinon from the Wisconsin Public Education Network and Lisa Lucas from All In Wisconsin. That's a coalition of groups dedicated to disrupting dog whistles, overcoming misinformation, all in the effort to improve education, pursue racial justice, and protect voting rights. And that's a heavy lift these days, because it sometimes seems like there ain't nothing but misinformation out there. To that end, I want to call your attention to the news site Wisconsin Watch at wisconsinwatch.org. They are continuing their series on radio in Wisconsin, and their latest installment is all about civic media. Up North News is a separate entity from Civic Media, but we are absolutely loving this partnership and working with you together on the weekday mornings. The headline is Civic Media is Betting on Local Pro-Democracy Radio. Will it work? And it really gets into both the genesis of Civic Media, kind of the big bang that resulted, rapid expansion, growing pains. A lot of comments from Sage Weil, who started all of this, you know, along with Mike Crute. Sage says, while the network is a grand experiment and hopes that with a focus on local issues, it can help listeners re-engage in a democratic process to be better informed about what's going on, give them fact-based news, and help them understand where things stand, end quote. And the phrase I seize on in that quote is to re-engage folks to be better informed. Better informed, as in facts, not garbage. It is, frankly, embarrassing, the things that too many Americans believe because some conservative talking head on radio or TV decided that ratings and election results were more important than service and solutions. It's part of why we started Up North News through Courier Newsroom. It's part of why Sage helped start Civic Media for these stations all across Wisconsin. Civic says in the article, the aim is to produce pro-democracy radio that promotes civic engagement, faith in elections and other democratic institutions, and the bridging of political divides. And we've had that conversation over at Up North News as well, is to make sure that if we convey nothing else, we convey this. Government is good. Government does good when you have good people in government who want to serve others, who want to spend our tax dollars wisely with an eye on growth and prosperity and opportunity for all, or to put it, you know, the other way, the way that I phrase it often, is people who hate government the most should be trusted the least to run it responsibly. So again, WisconsinWatch.org has that article where you can check that out. The Up North News daily newsletter, you can get that by going to our website. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe in the top banner. And I was telling Greg about one of the articles Christina Laurie has put in today's newsletter. She says, "We tried Wisconsin's stinkiest sandwich, so you don't have to." And Christina writes this in first person, saying that she went to Baumgartner's Cheese Store and Tavern in Monroe, where they advertise selling the stinkiest sandwich in Wisconsin, but Christina argues probably the world. Two slices of rye bread, raw red onions, and a thick schmear of Limburger cheese. She writes, so what does it taste like? In one word, feet. That's what it smells like, too. And the science behind it backs that up, backs up the, you know, what is similar about that, the bacteria that's found on human skin. Yes, well, but.
Not hungry anymore.
I was going to say no. Yes, but. And I say this with all respect to Christina, who is several years my junior, but that I think a lot of people agree, as you get older, your taste buds do change. Not entirely, but I mean, you suddenly like some things you didn't think you'd like. And one of them for me is some of these cheeses like blue cheese, for example, and Cambazola and some of these others where you're like, that's mold. Why would I eat that? And then finally you hear enough times, well, did you try it? And at some point you try it in life and you're like, hey, that's actually pretty good. So we know, obviously, this place in Monroe wouldn't be selling it if people weren't buying it and saying, hey, I like this. This appeals to me. But I think for a lot of the younger folks, no, not so much.
They certainly wouldn't be advertising as the stinkiest sandwich in Wisconsin if they really didn't want people. You know what I mean? Like they're definitely going for something there. And I must agree with when it comes to blue cheese, that is a flavor that has grown on me over the years to the point where I got a sandwich the other day because it had blue cheese on it. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, it definitely works. Tony writes from up in Ashland on YouTube. The older you get, the more you like feet.
Gross, Tony.
No, Tony, stop. And good morning to Mary writing in on Facebook as well. Nice to have you along for the program. And one more note from the daily newsletter also. There's an article there that sums up things that Vice President Harris and Governor Evers have been doing to try to bring some relief to the so-called sandwich generation. That would be the 54% of Americans who have to balance childcare for their kids and healthcare needs for their aging parents. And as you know, Vice President Harris has proposed Medicare coverage for at-home care. Governor Evers is starting to use American Rescue Plan funds to provide a pay boost for at-home caregivers. Now, since this has come out, two things have become very evident. One, these are big deals. These are going to affect so many people and be helpful to so many people. But the other thing is, it's not driving ratings. It's not driving interest by media. This is one of the most consequential policy initiatives proposed since the Affordable Care Act. And you quite likely have heard nothing about it in major national media. And that's unfortunate because there's a whole lot of people who, if they knew that the vice president wanted Medicare to begin covering in-home care, they'd be right up there saying, this is a big deal. And I'm glad somebody realized what we're going through, how expensive it is, and the need to have these kinds of things covered in greater amounts. It would only help Americans be more productive and less financially burdened. So check that out in our newsletter at upnorthnewswi.com. All right, we'll talk more about former President Obama in a rally in Madison yesterday as early voting kicks off in Wisconsin. This is Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wasota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens what? When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Dwight Yoakam is part of today's history lesson, and we will be administering that coming up in about 30 minutes here on Up North News Radio. It's 49 degrees here in Chippewa Falls, 44 in Hayward. Wausau's at 51, La Crosse 54. It's 52 in Rapids, 46 up in Amory, 57 down in Madison, 54 in Waukesha, and it's 60 degrees at Radio Park in Racine. On Civic Media today, on the stations across the network here, many stations will be hearing the Earl Ingram Show at 8 a.m. Senator Tammy Baldwin is Earl's guest coming up in the 8 a.m. hour. Greg and Jane Matinair have Matinair on air starting at 10 a.m. And it appears here, Mr. Bach, you'll be talking to one Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez about issues in the campaign. So
we're talking early voting, baby.
That's right. That is the big thing that's going on here right now. So that's coming up at 10:30. Then at 11:30, public service announcement.
Yes,
with Dr. Laura Hanks. Mm-hmm. So get set to increase your medical literacy, or get your questions answered.
And
right?
Honestly, if you have any questions for the doctor during that segment, you can always text us. You can email us. You can, and we'll keep it private. It doesn't have to be about, because Dr. Hanks is an OBGYN, doesn't have to be about that topic either. So any specific or general medical questions, send them our way.
All right. Sounds great. Tony says he's very excited to hear about both of these guests and notes that it's 43 in Ashland. And Deborah, good morning to you. Thank you for the comment. Mary suggests that she, too, likes Limburger cheese. Gail writes it on Facebook, Limburger and German brick cheese.
German brick.
Yeah, it's again, people like what they like. There's so many more. I've heard of it. I don't know that I've ever had it, but it's all in that kind of that same family, shall we say.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Open up your horizons. Try a new kind of cheese. The Milwaukee Bucks open the NBA season tonight in Philadelphia. They'll be doing so without Chris Middleton, the three-time All-Star. Still has not had any five-on-five work during the preseason. He continues to recover from off-season surgeries to each of his ankles. That's got to be rough. So the Bucks open up tonight in Philadelphia. And let's see, as far as Civic Media goes, some of the stations that are airing sports coming up. Of course, we've got Saturday's Badger football game against third-ranked Penn State. The pregame is at 4:30 on Civic Media stations in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center. You've got the Packers playing at Jacksonville Sunday at noon, pregame at 10 on stations in Racine, Kenosha, Richland Center, and Park Falls.
You've got the UW Badger men's hockey game, Friday's game at Denver University, starting at 7:30 on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. And, of course, you can catch high school sports all across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app as well. I mentioned, was it yesterday or the day before, that Pink was canceling her show at the Fiserv Forum. Well, now another big Milwaukee concert has been canceled. Justin Timberlake has canceled his Milwaukee show and several others. That was supposed to be next Monday, and he has moved the show to February 22nd. The announcement said, "Hey, guys, I haven't been feeling great the last few shows. It turns out I have bronchitis and laryngitis." And as people who in broadcasting have to use our yappers, we'll go along with that. That's a good excuse.
Is it low ticket sold-itis? I don't know.
I doubt it for Justin Timberlake, but you know, it's always possible. Okay. So again, whether it's Pink tonight or Justin Timberlake next Monday in Milwaukee are no go. And check out the dates for when they're going to be rescheduled. Okay, as mentioned, early in-person absentee voting got underway yesterday. We had no shortage of little video clips and photos that were sent in from folks about all the long lines of people waiting to vote. And then I filled out my absentee ballot, took it up to my town hall to put it in the drop box up there, made a little video about it that should be going up on our Up North news sites later on here. If you need information on early in-person voting, so you can just get it out of the way, be done. Cast your vote now. Go to myvote.wi.gov. But of course, you can head to civicmedia.us for the voter guide there, and upnorthnewswi.com for information on registration, voting basics, key races, and much more. To kick off that early voting, former President Obama and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the VP running mate for Vice President Kamala Harris, were part of a rally at a packed Dane County Coliseum yesterday. Obama said at the Alliant Energy Center, "We don't need a president in Trump who makes problems worse just to make his politics better. We need a president who actually cares about solving problems and making your life better, and that's what Kamala Harris will do." And he went on to talk about the whole need to get that crowd out there to engage in early voting. Here's a little of what he had to say about that.
And I know you've heard it about 15 times so far today, but it's worth repeating. Here in Wisconsin, early voting starts today. If you haven't voted yet, I won't be offended. You just walk out right now. Go vote. I voted yesterday. I got my ballot, filled it in, sealed it, signed it. And then I walked, which I don't always get a chance to do. And Secret Service got nervous, but I said, "No, let's walk to a mailbox." And my younger staff was like, "What's that blue thing?" And I said, "That's a mailbox." And you put stuff in it, and then it goes to the place you're sending. They weren't familiar with mailboxes.
But you should be, because if you got an absentee ballot, you can mail it in, or you can use a drop box if your municipality offers one, like mine does up at the town hall. You can use it that way. You can use it in Wausau as well, where the drop box has been returned, the one that was pilfered by the mayor, Doug Denny, who confirmed yesterday that the State Department of Justice had taken some of his electronics, his phone, his wife's phone, and some other items as well, as part of their investigation into his removal of the drop box before it was opened up and available for use. Denny said, quote, "This is an unfortunate distraction. We were not harmed, but it was a traumatic experience." Well, buddy, don't do the crime. Can't do the time. We have our climate check coming up next with Melissa Baldoff. You're up north.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin's soybean harvest is a month ahead of its normal time frame, and the corn for grain harvest is 2 weeks ahead of schedule. This is according to the latest crop progress report from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Wednesday morning. Market advisor John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing says the surprising speed of this year's harvest has surprising price action to match. He says strong prices in the front end of the market, such as a $4 base for December corn, are not typical in these bigger supply years.
We've been just seeing this market really price in some strength in the front months, which is not typical for a heavy supply year. And you go look at where we're at with those carryout numbers and things of that nature. The supply is here this year overall. But we're really seeing some good strength in the front month in terms of December corn as well as November soybeans. And that's probably tied to what's happening here with the harvest.
Market advisor John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He says there are a few more reasons that we are seeing some price support for the December contracts. One of the reasons is that farmers are holding on to grain waiting for a better price. River levels are low, preventing an adequate amount of grain from going down to the Gulf, and exporters are looking for that grain. Stick around for a look at this morning's commodity prices.
Whether you're in the market to buy or sell, count on Steffes Group for any and all of your equipment this harvest season. Thinking about retirement or a career change? Steffes Group can support your next steps with reliable auction services. Visit steffesgroup.com today to see a full list of upcoming auctions in your area or nationwide, or to contact your local representative. That's steffesgroup.com.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Wednesday from Chicago, cash and new crop corn is trading up a quarter of a cent at 416 and three quarters, and cash and new crop soybeans are down a penny and a half at 990 and a quarter. Cash wheat is down 2 cents at 574 a bushel. July 2025 new crop wheat is down 2.5 cents, trading at 610 and a quarter. The Class 3 milk contracts are coming back up after having a negative day yesterday. The November contract is up 10 cents at 2045 a hundredweight, and the December contract is up 21 cents at 2065. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, clouds with a few showers, even a thunder shower in the afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a high in the mid-60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant fall weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me. Cowboys for Trump founder J6 conviction is upheld, and Donald Trump backs out of paying for a dead soldier's funeral. We'll tell you why. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back to Up North News Radio on this Wednesday morning. It's time to do our little climate check and see what folks are talking about as it relates to the political campaigns, but also to the economy and, of course, the climate of our state and our planet. We do that with Melissa Baldoff. Melissa, hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Very good. Thanks. Let's start with things on the economic side and especially the jobs side, because, again, for all that we know about a changing climate, that there are these many challenges and these many dangers, but there are also opportunities. And there appears to be like a cottage industry out there of groups that are looking at the groups involved in clean energy jobs and studying them for things like, you know, job growth and investment and things like that. So there's a new report out called Clean Jobs Midwest, which looks at clean energy employment in a dozen Midwestern states. How did it look to you? How does Wisconsin look when it comes to embracing this whole new generation of jobs?
You know, I think that this is it's a really good update for Wisconsin and, you know, for the success of the Inflation Reduction Act. You know, this is something that, you know, this report is, you know, comes from a nonpartisan business group, you know, environmental entrepreneurs and a nonprofit organization, Evergreen Climate Innovations. These are folks who are just reporting out here, right? No agenda other than to let people know what's going on. And what they are seeing in the data is that Wisconsin has more than 73,000 clean energy jobs now. And that number has been boosted over the last year in large part because of the Inflation Reduction Act, which is a really incredible thing. In the first full year after the IRA was passed, we added almost 2,200 clean energy jobs in Wisconsin. And as we know, these are good paying jobs. These are family supporting jobs. Many of these jobs are union jobs that we know offer great benefits in addition to great pay, and really allow people to build a career. You know, this isn't just a being on the job for a little bit. This is allowing people to build a career in this new and growing, these new and growing industries. So it's really exciting to see this growth. You know, we had an incredible amount of investment in Wisconsin, in our economy. So this is, I think, to me, this is incredibly exciting news.
It is. And I mean, the growth of clean energy jobs in the state grew four times faster than the rest of the state's overall economy. And you mentioned the gain of 2,200 jobs in the last year, which now puts Wisconsin, as you said, at 73, got to be coming up on 75,000 clean energy jobs that you have in. Again, we've talked about the wide range of, you know, manufacturing and the service work that goes into it with HVAC retrofits. Certainly, you've got the EVs that are coming in, and then the infrastructure that goes with that. So, again, no shortage of jobs that are out there. And part of the reason they're growing, when you mentioned the Inflation Reduction Act, is that by making assistance available to the consumer, whether it's the homeowner, the business owner, the school district, what have you, you know, they're looking at this and saying, well, we can have lower energy bills and we can retrofit these things and we can afford to, and that helps create work in the area. It's, you know, tough to see why anybody would find fault with this.
Exactly. You know, it's really difficult to understand why anyone would be working against this. You know, this is something where, you know, I think we're just going to keep seeing growth in this sector. You know, that's we have proof that these policies are working. And, you know, anyone who, you know, I think as we've talked about before, the opposition has been, you know, very political to the IRA and to these policies. But even if, you know, there were some people who maybe had some, you know, sincere questions about these policies and if this is the right way to invest our federal resources and the right way to, you know, boost our economy and the right way to invest in our workforce, we have proof now that this is working. We have evidence that these policies are effective, that clean jobs are growing faster than the overall economy, that they bring private investment, that they create jobs, that this is going to be a consistent market that is going to grow. Also, according to this reporting, you know, we're seeing $31.2 billion in private sector investment in the Midwest. So, I mean, this is going to be an industry that is going to grow. It is going to be partnership between the private sector and the public sector. You know, it's just a complete win-win to continue these investments in the Midwest, in Wisconsin, across the country. There's nothing partisan about this. At least there shouldn't be anything partisan about good paying jobs that lift up our economy.
Right. And by the way, this isn't being done just by, you know, the large utilities, for example. Small businesses are driving this kind of job growth. Last year, nearly 70% of the clean energy businesses in the region were small businesses. They employed fewer than 20 people. And so all of this is working toward the good and being measured in different ways. There's another story that was out there. I see you found it on Wisconsin Public Radio reporting on, you know, boosting jobs in Wisconsin. Or then there's this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story from Climate Central that analyzed the state's public and private sector spending on clean energy since 2018. I thought it was interesting. The story clearly made it out to be interesting as well from Madeline Heim, that Wisconsin is actually putting more investment into solar than some other states. I don't know if it's really clear as to why that is, if that's just where the opportunities have been for entrepreneurship. But, you know, compared to what were some of the other things they measured against, like EV infrastructure and things like that. So I was curious that, you know, there's a lot to be said about the growth of jobs in sunny Wisconsin.
Right. You know, I do think that is, you know, it's interesting, but, you know, I do think that is something where, you know, we have had, you know, maybe a little bit less hostility from Republicans on solar. So there is a little bit more opportunity there, I think. And also, frankly, you know, we are seeing, you know, interest from utilities in, you know, partnering with labor. We saw Wisconsin with a, you know, first in the nation pledge from the major utilities to work with labor on their large scale utility solar projects. So, you know, I think that there's a lot of interest from a lot of different partners in Wisconsin on solar. So I think that makes a lot of sense to see that investment there and that interest there. So it's exciting to know that, you know, $6 billion is going into that, or of the $6 billion in clean energy technologies, nearly $4 billion of it is in solar. So, I mean, that's exciting for that industry. But of course, I think a lot of folks would like to see some of the other industries catch up. You know, increasingly, we see that more and more folks want to, you know, see more investment in wind. They want to see more in EVs. We are behind when it comes to EV infrastructure, unfortunately. And that's something that, you know, businesses are interested in. They know that if they're going to, you know, attract and retain employees, that, you know, people are interested. They want to have access to EV charging infrastructure. It's important for the tourism industry as well. So hopefully that's an area where we can find some common ground and make some progress.
It's funny, if you look at a national map where they color code, you know, what is the top green energy technology that's attracting investment. Wisconsin is kind of an island in the Midwest, being that most of the investment is in solar. Much of the Midwest, from Minnesota out to Pennsylvania, down to Missouri, a lot of that is in zero emission vehicles, like you said. The South is big into investing into heat pumps, which makes sense because they're looking for any new cost-efficient ways to cool the increasingly hot air down there in the South. And then did you notice one all by itself, little West Virginia, the home of Joe Manchin, and their top technology investment is carbon management. In other words, just stop making things even worse. Could you do that for us, please, before you invest in everything else? So in that sense, we're ahead of a few folks out there on the curve.
That's true. An expression a former boss of mine liked to use was that the opportunities have been carefully preserved for us. So I think that's true here. I'll give a hint, and I will say that it is someone who had to clean up a mess left by Scott Walker in Milwaukee County used to say that the opportunities had been carefully preserved for everyone who wanted to fix things in Milwaukee County. So
fine. The opportunities are here.
The opportunities are here, and I think that there will be. There will continue to be a lot of interest to make progress and to get some things done here because there's, like we said, there's this evidence that this is making a difference in our economy and for our workforce.
And so to bring it to the political end of things again, it just does make you wonder why, for all the times that, Donald Trump talks about being a builder, why he wouldn't want to embrace something like this. But I do enjoy the fact that there's getting to be more media coverage of his gibberish. And that would include on a changing climate. And again, if you just look at the verbatim, the word for word stream of consciousness that he puts out there. He talks about how, well, people in the 1920s thought it was global cooling and the planet was going to freeze. And they said we had, 12 years to live. And they're talking about the oceans rising a quarter of an inch in 500 years. And the nice thing, quote unquote, about giving this rambling some kind of scrutiny is it enables some of these outlets to, once again, fact check all of this ridiculousness and say, okay, here's the little grain of sand that Donald Trump started with, but then he created this pearl of a lie by taking something and trying to make it into something dismissive of the real climate challenge that we have here. So in my mind, despite how long this election campaign has lasted, and it's lasted a long time. But I think you also are getting a Trump fatigue factor when he rambles on like this about something like a changing climate, which so much of the population of all political persuasions knows is very real and knows that there are opportunities that we could take advantage of.
So you didn't find the weave to be impressive and
the weave
stunning and magnificent?
No, the weave is, none of those things. It's a Saturday Night Live skit, which, James Austin Johnson has perfected, and that's great for comedy. But again, this is something that it's not going to work. It's not going to work from our economy. It's not going to work for the planet, and it's not going to work for the investments that we need to be making in the jobs of the future. They're going to understand what we're building off of when you look at the Inflation Reduction Act, which, again, in my mind, always unfortunately named. There should have been more said about it. But I think they're also trying to avoid getting tagged with that whole Green New Deal thing, because that, of course, has been so vilified, again, with so much misinformation that if this is what it takes for the jobs to just keep growing and for these other companies to keep counting the jobs and reporting on the jobs so that we can tell you all about the new jobs, then I guess that's the way that we'll have to go on this. All right, Melissa, thank you so much as always. And boy, only a couple more of these and then we've got ourselves an election here.
Oh my goodness. We sure do. And I'll leave us on.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Dion DiMucci had the number one hit this day in 1961 with Run Around Sue, kicking off today's history lesson with our ever-present Wednesday morning friend, Melissa Kay from WFHRWIRI. How are you?
Ever-present.
Well, ever-present on Wednesdays. So.
Yes. So. Good morning. I'm excellent. It's dark outside, but I have coffee, so all is well.
I noticed that was a big mug I saw you swigging just beforehand. Let's take a look at that thing.
Oh, my God. Wow. Mugs.
That's a tree trunk.
I have a trio of these, and they all have a different mood. So pay attention to what one I'm drinking in the morning. You'll know what mood I'm in.
Okay. Which one is that one?
This is, I don't know. How would you describe that? Kind of.
It's a mermaid, right?
Arrogant Susians.
Okay, you went to college. We get it.
I'm gonna have to take your word for that, I think.
Did you say arrogant Susians?
Yes, I don't even know if that's a thing. Just looked like her face.
She got it from the same place where she got the pompatus of love. You know, she talked to Steve Miller Band.
She bought it from a guy named Maurice. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Rob says, good morning, Melissa. Thank you for all the wonderful work that you do.
Oh, thanks,
so,
Rob.
Giving you straight up greetings from the listeners here. Let's see. Back to the history lesson. Did you have an iPod? Before there was an iPhone, there was an iPod. Did you own an iPod? What are you laughing about?
The way you said it, iPod.
Well, because if it said iPod, you'd be like, you mean an iPhone?
Yeah. I grew it in my backyard in the cabbage patch. No, I had one, actually. It was the best $300 investment that I ever made.
$300. Wow. Yeah.
And I loved the heck out of that thing until it died. I had so much music on there, and I'm so sad for its loss.
I know. I'm sure mine is in a basement graveyard of electronics someplace. Apple released the iPod on this day in 2001.
Wow. Remember, you thought, like, this is never going away. This technology is here to stay.
Yep.
No, the next one I bought died a lot quicker.
Yeah, thanks, Apple.
Yeah, Yep, exactly.
No, don't let it.
This is the anniversary of the birth of golfer Chichi Rodriguez. He passed away this past August at the age of 88. He was born 89 years ago today, forever immortalized on the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati by the one, the only, Les Nessman.
Turning to sports. Winner of this week's Gulf Coast Golf Classic was Chai Chai Rodriguez. Chai Chai finished with a 9 under par score. Chichi Rodriguez.
Les just looks at him.
Mr. Rodriguez will play up to
Nobody corrects Les Nessman. Nobody. Birthdays today also include Weird Al Yankovic. Turns 65 today.
Hey, like a surgeon.
It's my first concert.
Was it really?
He was opening for the Monkees.
Opening for the Monkees. Where was this at?
Marcus Amphitheater, 1986.
Nice. Johnny Carson was born this day in 1925, passed away in 2005. We played Dwight Yoakam a little earlier. He's 68 years old today. Actor Ryan Reynolds is 48 years old today. And enough of this upbeat, you know, Weird Al stuff. Let's get really mellow here. The number one song this day in 1976 was by Chicago.
Slow skating.
Here's the little bell that I play there just for that. We had to pay him scale for that.
That's a union job, buddy. Slow skate, everyone. Slow skate. Couple skate only. Red light, green light after this. Red light, green light after this song.
On this day in 2007, Carrie Underwood released her second studio album, Carnival Ride, which debuted at number one. The single Last Name earned her a Grammy for Best Female Country Vocal Performance. So that was her second album, this day in 2007. This day in 2015, Carrie Underwood issued her fifth studio album, Storyteller. It made her the first artist in history to have six consecutive number one albums on the country chart. She would extend that streak to 9 straight albums. And then Kenny Chesney caught and passed her. He's got a streak of 12 consecutive number one albums on the country chart.
I mean, he is the Jimmy Buffett of country music. The man can do no wrong.
That is 100% true. And since we were already doing Mellow once before, released this day in 2015 was a song by Adele. And some of us are laughing, thinking about the SNL skit.
Hello.
This was the number one song on music charts in a record 36 countries. People in 36 countries were like, yeah, this is my favorite song right now.
It's so good. She's
Her
so
voice
good.
Is just
I feel
so
like
fantastic.
Yeah, and I feel like she's like this trend of like streaming services. She still sells albums. Mm-hmm. Like, that's amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she puts together a concept for an album. You know, yeah. It's not just some compilation.
And I have to say, my favorite video of this song is my 5-year-old niece singing it with all of her heart.
Aww.
That's so beautiful. She'll hate me for saying, because she's just turned 14. But it's the best.
That's great. What is happening in Wisconsin Rapids Radio World by you, Melissa?
Oh, well, we're excited because we just had two editions of our new newsletter. And this week we have an article on high school sports. I'm so excited. People are going to love it.
The way you rub your hands together. It's so diabolical.
I am not a sports fan, but you know, I got to applaud young high school athletics and athletic teams and young kids doing their thing. And the article is great. Just wait till you read it.
Wonderful.
Well done, yeah. Michael Comer.
All right. Hey, thanks for the visit. Have a great day.
Always good to see you guys.
All right. Coming up in our next hour, the group All In Wisconsin and its battle to counter misinformation along the way as we head into these final 13 days of the campaign. With a reminder, you can read the voting guides at upnorthnewswi.com and civicmedia.us. This is Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Minnie Timuraju, president of the Reproductive Freedom for All organization. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on your local Civic Media radio station, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.